Dreamscape presents Dead Aim by Joe R. Lansdale. Narrated by Phil Giganti. Dead Aim. Too many guns is not like too many guitars. Hap Collins. Each time out, I assume that a job we're hired to do will be exactly what we think it's going to be. And frankly, some are. I don't talk about those much because they're boring. And for a long time, I didn't think of myself as a freelance troubleshooter, but instead a guy looking for work to tide me over until I got my career going, whatever that might be. Then Leonard explained to me that I was actually practicing my profession, and that I was good enough at it, and it was really what I wanted to do. That all that stuff about finishing out a degree at my age and becoming a teacher or some such thing was just so much talk. After a short nervous breakdown and a period of finding my center, as they say in martial arts, I got back on the horse, and now I'm riding, in the dark. But I'm at least on the horse and not being dragged around by it. I realized that Leonard was right. I also realized that, like it or not, at the bottom of it all, I was a sometime killer. When Leonard and I accepted a simple protection job, or what seemed simple, I was hoping, as always, that we'd just get it done and go home, and Marvin would give us a check that didn't bounce, and we'd be as happy as a stud horse in a corral full of fillies. A guy named Jim Bob Luke recommended Marvin's agency for the job. It's not exactly a legit job, which is frequently the case. The problem was, a lady who had known Jim Bob Luke asked him to help her out. She had an ex-husband who was stalking her, and it actually threatened her.